Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:52. We don't have a ton of time, and I want to bring him in. Dom Amore from the Hartford Courant. Obviously covers everything sports related. I first wanted to have you on, Dom, because of your piece on the UConn women, and I want to talk about it. But first, I want to congratulate you on behalf of everybody here at TRC for winning Connecticut Sports Writer of the Year.
Well, thank you very much, Brian. I appreciate that.
Is this like something you got like 20 trophies on your shelf? Or, I mean, how many of these have you got?
This is number 6. And it's an honor anytime people in your industry recognize you. It's something to, it's very gratifying.
Oh, so it's peer voted?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Wow, that's a great shelf. 6 of them. And John Pearson won it on the TV side. And we'll talk to John from WTNH at some point soon as well. So congrats on that. Well-deserved. And we were talking about, people like you and Lori Riley. It doesn't matter if you're doing Connor versus Hall or Celtics-Lakers. You guys approach it the same way. And we really enjoy your work. So we appreciate it. UConn women. I mean, whether it's COVID or injuries, it's really hard to assess their potential. What do you think of their ability or potential to pull it together in time for the tournament?
Well, I think that's going to be the key, and that's going to be not only getting back the players that they're missing. When they do, it should look a lot different than it looks now. But getting them back with enough games left for them to kind of figure out how to play together. Obviously, you get Paige Beckers back, you're going to be a better team. You get Izzy Hood back. If she is as good as we all think that she's going to be, then that's going to make you a better team. But then Caroline Ducharme has emerged in their absence to become a significant player. Now, you get those three on the court together, that could be a force, but they're going to need some time to figure out how to play together. So if you're getting everybody back with enough games left to pull it together, that's going to be the key for them to reach their ultimate goal.
I feel like UConn, with their incredible reputation in recruiting, that players 6 through 10 should basically be a top 10 team. Now, does some of this struggles show that maybe Gino is and the staff are great at getting the top player in the country, but maybe their secondary core of recruits aren't as good as we think?
Well, I think that's a problem, and it's an increasing problem in the era of easy transferring, that it's hard to get players to stay if they're not playing.
Right.
Nobody goes to college to sit on the bench. You only get one chance to do it. So I think it's kind of hard for them to hold on to players, and particularly young players who want to develop or who they'd like to develop. Now, probably some players who would profit by playing sparingly or sitting for a bit in their careers that aren't necessarily willing to do that. And I think you see that on men's basketball as well. It's hard to, you can't recruit a backup point guard.
Right.
You need one, but you can't recruit somebody on that basis. So I do think we have some problems, in terms of holding on to players who could be that good at 6 through 10 if they could be starting somewhere else. That's certainly a difficult part of it. Players getting, there's no way around the fact that when you lose three of the best players in the country are out, you're just not going to have 6 through 10 that are going to look nearly as good.
Right. Don Mamoy from the Hartford Current joining us here, and Brian and company talking a little UConn hoops and some other stuff. Just real quick, you know, Gino has been, you know, hard on himself lately in terms of some of his comments. You know, he says he's, you know, he's been a crappy coach recently. And, you know, listen, I covered them for two seasons, and, you know, he's incredibly entertaining and articulate about a bunch of stuff. Is he covering for the kids, or is this sort of trying to light a fire under himself? Like, where do these comments come from?
You know, well, you know he's a master psychologist. And you know, the interesting thing about that, or, I mean, for a long time Gino watcher, you know, he kind of laid it on himself. He said it was crappy coaching. But then when he was asked what exactly was, you know, was crappy about the coaching, he said, well, you know, I'm not getting through to them. They're not listening to me. I told them to do this. So in a sense, he's almost kind of laying a guilt trip on the players by saying, yeah, it's my fault. They're not listening to me. So it might be a way of getting their attention. But, you know, again, he's won 11 championships. It doesn't mean that he can't make a mistake or doesn't make mistakes. But it was going to be awfully hard to do battle in Oregon with the players that he had available to him the other day. And that result, I think, was inevitable. And you know, when they get back home and they start playing Big East teams, you know, players 6-10, as you say, they're certainly good enough to continue winning Big East games. And that'll get them in position when the day comes that everybody's back.
You know, I have a couple of big picture questions, but I got to ask you, did the court at Oregon bother you? I mean, I thought it was so annoying. I can't imagine playing on that.
Well, you know, when you're playing on it, I guess you don't really see it. You don't really get the big picture. But as I said, I really wasn't joking, I thought my picture tube was blown. I thought I was fiddling with the TV. I thought there was something wrong with the contrast. It didn't make for a good TV picture.
Yeah, I couldn't stand it. Just quickly on Gino, I know it's a kind of a big question, but you know, you've followed for a long time, 11 titles. Do you, and I go back and forth on it, do you feel like he still has that intensity? Is it still there?
You know, only Gino can answer that for sure. It's awfully hard to see that from the outside. I'm sure that losses burn in him as badly as they ever have. You know, when you don't lose much, I'm sure he takes the losses as hard as ever. You know, there are times when it seems like to me that he makes more comments to the effect that, you know, kids today don't listen, kids today aren't like this or like that. It seems that he makes more comments like that today than he ever has in the past. I don't know if there's anything to be read into that. But as far as, you know, I covered Joe Torre for a lot of years, as you know.
Yeah.
And it was a question that you wondered as after four or five championships in New York, did he still have the fire, you know, in the belly? There were times, you know, after many, many years, and you wondered, you know, I mean, does Jim Calhoun still have that same fire? I think he does even today at age 80. But you know, it's a legitimate question, Brian. But honestly, Gino's the only one that can really answer if it's still you know, if he still has that intensity.
You still got it? You still got the fire?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I still, one thing as you mentioned, I take a lot of pride in treating a high school game with a Super Bowl the same way. That's what kind of keeps me going.
All right. Well, listen, Dom, congratulations. We appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully many more appearances as well. Have a great day.
Great, Brian. Thank you very much.
All right, Dom Amore, Connecticut Sports Writer of the Year from the Hartford Current.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.